going to begin our Monday, September the 15th, 2008 regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start with a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. To honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. Anyone who would like to speak to the court this morning?
Well, I have got some more complaint forms for you. And I presume after this hurricane, there's going to be a lot more. But these are all taxpayers and also voters.
Thank you, Mr. Caron. Anyone else who'd like to speak?
Well, Judge, I want to personally thank both. We got our street sign and that stop sign. All the bushes cut away from it, so it's very busy.
Okay. Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
One is four people that did the counting on the Union Road system and then our regular payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Judge?
Yes.
Mr. Smith's not in here.
No.
I think there's an error here on the county clerks. On the last three items, I believe he should have taken that out of 10-4-9 instead of 10-4-4-9. I believe that's what his intent was. Yes, sir. It's showing that he's taking the money out of 10-4-9 and moved into 10-4-4-9 in two different spots. And I believe that when I looked at the budget, I believe that should have been out of 10-4-4-9 instead of 409.
What is 490?
Elections.
Okay. I'll correct that on here.
So that motion will be with that correction.
Mm-hmm. Who made the motion?
Glenn did.
Who seconded?
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve budget amendments with changes to the last three from 409 non-departmental to 490 elections. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item D are our accounts payable.
I'll
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, 2008-2009 annual compensation order, county clerk's filing fees, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Judge, I have my treasurer's
report. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We initially had two bids. One of them had already been turned down by another jurisdiction, leaving us one property located in Commissioner Precinct 1, described as Lot 918, Phase M6, Glenwood Acres. We have a bid for $300. The property is located on Willowwood on the north side. It has an appraisal district has a value of $2,100. It was struck off for $2,000.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept?
Reject.
Reject that bid. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
It's rejected. Thanks, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve the Indigent Defense Grant Program Resolution. This is the annual grant for our Indigent Defense Program.
Move to approve.
Comes from the Texas Department of Corrections, and it's to assist. Yeah, criminal justice, yeah. And it's to assist in the payment of attorney's fees for indigent defense. And this year, our grant is a little over $21,000.
Did you get a second?
No.
Second.
Did you move for it? Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the Indigent Defense Grant Resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to have to put it in the record after we get through. I'll see it later. Item 5 is to discuss and take action concerning the First National Bank of Gilmer Automated Clearinghouse Originator Agreement.
Just what you want, Mr. Smith?
I didn't need to ask. I don't have the authority to contract.
Is everything in here what you want, though?
I don't know.
I did one last year. I had to.
Have you not seen
it? I've not stated it. I brought it for
I did one last year. And it is on the bank accounts that I hold. My people that do ACH, in words, when we take a payroll thing in there, they had to sign off on this, my people. And it just states it's on the bank accounts that I hold in my office. And all my people run here. It's just an agreement that they want, because when you make those transfer of funds, now like Mike's going to be doing transfer of funds to like Kilmer College and everything, it's going to be his people that will be doing that, or he will be doing that, submit the file, or whatever. We have to submit the files to the bank, and if I contract, like the state of Texas says, you will send money from the state fees report, which can be up to $80,000, and I'm the one that has signed off on that before, so before needs to sign off, but it's still my people and me that are supposed to do the work on there, and that's what they want me on for this, prior to this, I asked.
Is this the same agreement that you have?
Yes, I did one last year, and it's the same thing. I've got another one to do.
We're not set up exactly the same way that mine is. What we have done in the past, the 13 jurisdictions that we've been collecting for since 91, is every day when we run a distribution report, we type a check to each one of those jurisdictions. In some cases, two checks because of debt to be divided in debt service and operations. We fill out a deposit slip for each one of those. I've been going to three banks locally and making deposits physically and mailing them to other banks. We've been making about 23 deposits a day manually. Whenever we took on Kilgore College, they were not accustomed to doing that, did not want to do that. They contacted me and wanted to know if we would direct deposit their money. I consulted with my management staff and said if it makes sense for Kilgore College, it makes sense for everybody. If it doesn't make sense for everybody, we don't do it for Kilgore College. But when we looked into it, the more we looked, the better it looked to us. We don't have to type the checks. We don't have to do the deposit slip. We don't have to purchase those supplies to do. Whenever we do the distribution report each day after I would deposit the custodial money into the county depository, whenever that comes up on our screen, we do a few more entries on the report, and that money goes to First National and Federal Reserve. And the next day, it's in the accounts of those 14 jurisdictions. It has worked wonderfully. We set it up at no cost to the county, and it's been working real well. I did not know of an agreement until we'd been doing that for 2 or 3 weeks, and that agreement came in. It's a 14-page legal document. I didn't go to law school, so I brought it for somebody to tell me. First off, I don't have the authority to make a contract. That authority rests with Commissioner's Court. I have authority to minister that office, to minister the budget you give me, but I don't have the authority to contract with anybody for anything. But as far as what is happening, it's working wonderfully. It's costing us less money. It's costing us less time. Instead of doing the deposits in the middle of the afternoon, we do the deposits normally before 11 o'clock. All the jurisdictions get their money directly. We, in the same time, we email these reports that we've been mailing to the U.S. Postal Service. They've got their deposits show up the next day. Their reports that balance to them are there the day we do the work. It's been a wonderful thing for administering the funds out of my office. But as far as the agreement, I don't know if it's a good agreement, a bad agreement, a necessary agreement. I'm here for your consultation as to whether this is something I recommend for you to approve.
So this is basically just a contract as to what you have been doing the last couple of weeks, is that what?
A little longer now, yeah.
Okay.
ACH is in that, and I think like your department, what you're saying you're doing, and like in my department, because we have ACH too,
is this something that we have to do?
And that basically is,
they're going to require us to do
it. Under part of that.
The feds are going to make them have the agreement on file.
There is some section in there that your people will have signed with you. But I agree, you know, the court needs to make some kind of definition.
The examiners are going to make, the federal bank examiners are going to make them have one on file for
yeah, I
you.
I think that's why they gave me that after we were already in place and going this to keep somebody from that's checking their books.
Yeah.
So, Judge, you had a chance to read over this as being the legal counselor. Have you looked at it and everything looks okay to you? Yeah, I've read over it, but I'm like Mr. Smith. I by no means do I understand all the law. So.
It's a standard agreement that the Federal Reserve is going to require First National to have in place if they're going to keep doing the automated clearing for Mr. Smith.
I make a motion to accept the agreement then for Mr. Smith.
Second.
Okay. And clarification, this asked me to sign off on the contract, and again, I don't have the authority to contract. I think legally, and again, I don't practice law, but I think legally the county
Yeah, I'll sign off on it.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, I also need mine signed off, of course, and then the next page 10 is the one that my people and I signed. I just want to clarify that to you before, because that, y'all won't be handling that. That's the funds themselves. But I will need mine, because I did get them, just like Mr. Smith did.
Judge, what in that shell, complaining this resistance?
No, we make the deposit. It did follow through our deposit plan. We do the deposit from my bookkeeper's office.
In about the channel, your direct deposit.
Yes.
Mara, you said you've got one of these also?
Yes, I do. And I think that the court is going to see more and more of this, because that's the way I've been doing ACH direct to the state for 3 years. And last year was the first time that I had signed something on it. And we do it with every payroll, because we pay it to the bank, and they send it by ACH to the feds.
Yours going to be included
we're
in this.
We're going to see a lot of that.
I'm sorry, but yours going to be included in this?
No, here? I've got a separate one. That's what
so
I'm
we
saying.
So we need to do a separate one for you the next meeting?
It doesn't say what office there. It just says, let's see, on the agenda, it just says discuss and take action for First National Bank following a clearinghouse ACH agreement. So I don't know if they would accept the same one or not, but I'm going to have one done. I have to state who my people are going to do it, because it's got a spot on there for that.
So, Judge, can we sign multiple ones?
All right, we need to put it on there for the third. We can do it
a couple of different departments. Or does it need to be just this one contract here?
You know, the way it's worded, we could do them all today.
Here's mine.
On this one here, though? With this one agreement?
No, this one agreement won't clear,
no.
Won't take care of the treasurer.
No, because I've got a spot back for my people to handle it.
There's some places for the people that are able to sign on your accounts. So I'll let you take the original back.
So this is how I did last time. Is there a copy of this? I'm not sure that you have a copy.
There's not a... We just need to make sure we get one. First National has to execute it too.
But I need one. I need a copy of mine so that we can get some copy of mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you put yours in the
I
record?
I need a copy because it went through the minutes.
Do you mind putting yours in the
okay,
record? Do you have one
for
the record? A blank one?
I've got a sign.
You don't want to?
No. Okay. I'm black like her.
Okay.
You want just the rest of this copy?
Sorry, Dylan.
Okay.
I won't put you in that.
And that's mine. I don't have
that's the same. Yep, all right. Thank you, Clark.
That's the same. It looks like the same thing. Because I haven't done it.
Yeah, yours looks just like this.
This is exactly the same thing. But we will have to have our people, whoever's doing it. Yes, obviously.
There you go, Myra.
Thank you.
We made Commissioner Crittenden.
Yeah,
second. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the ACH agreements with First National Bank. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing the county grant for Meals on Wheels. This is the grant with Meals on Wheels Ministry of Tyler that we began last year. And where we give them $1,692 for our matching portion of their grant from the Texas Agricultural Department.
Move to approve.
Well, it was annual last year and this year, but after this, we're going to have to see if they continue to get the money from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Yes. Just put that one on the record. Did you make the motion? Who made the motion?
I did.
Who seconded it?
I did.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the grant resolution. Or we're just going to throw that one on the record. With Meals on Wheels Ministry of Tyler, those in favor? But I need to send that one back. Now, this one's run out of Tyler. Serves up your county. I just need that one back when he gets there. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution authorizing the Commissioner's Court of Upshur County to submit an application to the Office of Rural Community Affairs for funding through the 2009-2010 Texas Community Development Block Grant Program on behalf of Pritchett Water Supply Corporation and authorizing the county judge to act as the authorized representative for Upshur County in all matters pertaining to the application. Hi, Mary Kay.
Good to be with you. Robbie Yankton's going to be here. I bet Pritchett Water Supply is probably out handling some water issues this morning. I have a copy of the resolution to show you, and the pages under it, commissioners, include the resolution that was passed by Pritchett Water Supply at their August meeting, committing the match for this project. As with the other community development applications we submitted before, this one will go to the Office of Rural Community Affairs. This is a resubmit application where Pritchett Water Supply is asking the county to apply for $250,000 for first-time water improvements. The match by Pritchett Water Supply will be $59,500. Unlike past years where we have competed for this application to be awarded, the region has changed or adopted new funding methods, and if a county or city did not receive funding in either of the last two biannual funding cycles, then there are more points awarded. So we will probably receive an award for this project either with 2009 funding or 2010 funding if we'll quit having hurricanes and everything else that might affect HUD at some time, I think. But this should be an application that is awarded funding. So the judge will have a copy of a signed resolution. I will pick that up today and send it. And what we're asking for today first is the resolution in order to submit the application. The second agenda item will be a grant agreement with Pritchett Water Supply that states Pritchett Water Supply will continue to operate the system. That's a requirement of the Office of Rural Community Affairs to have that agreement in there. And if you have any questions, glad to answer them.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve this action for the Pritchett Water Supply. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. You want to sign a copy?
The movement of money of $2,500 over into the budget for the auditor so that we can pay or help pay on your audit fees on the grant for the single audit. As long as there's a single audit required, I can submit them a invoice and pay for those costs or help pay for it. A lot of times that includes your other grants also.
Thank you. Item 8 is to discuss and take Action to authorize the county judge to enter into an agreement with Pritchett Water Supply Corporation. Pritchett Water Supply Corporation is committed project matching, agrees to provide the services addressed in the TCDP application if application is funded.
So moved. Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thanks, Mary Kay. Nine is to discuss and take action to authorize work at the livestock pavilions for the Yamboree under interlocal agreement with the City of Gilmer. This is the annual request by the Livestock Committee from the Yamboree Association to work on the pavilions out there.
Move to approve.
All right. The motion then is to approve the work by Road and Bridge along with trustee inmates.
Is that okay? As needed.
Is that okay, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to set the sheriff's and constable fees for 2009. And the sheriff is requesting to go up on his civil service fees. Are they $50 right now? To 70, 75. And that's to cover fuel costs. Currently, if you have civil papers served by anyone other than the sheriff, which is you can do under law, you're going to spend at least $100 and probably closer to $120, depending on where they have to go. So it's still relatively inexpensive to get the sheriff to do it.
This would be the sheriff and constable. Sheriff and constable. But
yes.
Motion to approve.
I think. Yes, from 55 to 75. 55 to 75. Who moved?
James.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the sheriff's and constable fees for 2009. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 11 is to discuss and take action to donate used library books to Friends of the Library under Local Government Code 263.152. There's about 3,000 used library books down there. And after we tried to sell the law library books in the auction, they brought very little. The auditor said that he didn't have any problem with us declaring these books worthless and then donating them to the Friends of the Library. What's required under the statute is we have to determine that we wouldn't receive any bids, or the bid price would be less than what it would cost to sell the books. Then we have to donate them to the donation has to serve a public purpose, and the organization has to dispose of the property, whoever we donate the books to.
Now, the library books we're in reference to, is that coming out of the law?
No, these are actually used books, old books down at the county library.
Okay.
The reasoning was that the old law library books have some value in that they all look nice up on the shelf. They all look the same, and they, for decorating purposes, these are old library books that, I just don't know what we'd be able to get for them in any kind of auction.
The way this is worded, I'm confused, because this is taking books out of the library, giving them to the Friends of the Library, which I thought Friends of the Library put back into the library, whatever they did. So what are the Friends of the Library going to do with
they
these
probably won't sell them.
Yeah, they're going to put them out. They'll put them out in boxes, probably there on the sidewalk, with the donation box and have people drop money in there to.
So actually, they're just going to receive back what they possibly have could have put into the library at some point in time in the past.
I'm not aware that the friend had put any in there. These are books that we have purchased in the past that now need to be weeded out because we have put their old.
Okay.
Preceded by a new edition. There's a number of reasons why we would weed them out. And then now we've got about 3,000 built up that were housed.
So the other option is just the other option would be to move them down to the rock building in the basement until we had another.
Oh, that's really not an option.
Until we have another auction, and then we would sell them at auction.
So we could put them on eBay.
They do that last month, then.
About 3,000.
I make a motion to this effect.
You like that eBay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the donation of the surplus books from the library to Friends of the Library. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is to discuss and take action on holiday dates and Upshur County Commissioner Court dates and payroll dates for 2009.
Motion to approve.
Judge, on this, on the dates, I've got a couple concerns, I guess, about item 3, item 10. Actually, those three there. on the payroll dates, which is the court dates also. Any reason why we're not going to work? Why we're not going to meet on the following Monday, as typical? When the 15th is on a Sunday, we usually meet on the 16th.
Friday 13th, lucky.
February the 16th is President's Day.
Okay. May the 29th.
Next day is going to be Sunday. Memorial Day. I mean, May. It's going to be.
It's going to be June the 1st we meet. It has to be the last one.
Yeah, we always do that.
Because we don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my two questions there. And I overlooked it. That Friday the 16th. Or Monday the 16th.
Okay.
Second.
Who made the motion?
Go ahead.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the holiday dates, payroll, and Commissioner Court dates. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 13 is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for filing the Grace Estates subdivision plat.
Just north of 726.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the plat for filing for Grace Estates. Those in favor?
Before we adjourn, Clark, this extra piece that we're having to record, will you draw us up the new standard that we need to go by so that we can give that out in all our pamphlets?
The court would like, Commissioner.
Thank you. We can adopt, we'll put that on the agenda for next time. Okay. Revise our standards.
Commissioner Ferguson.
Yes. Bubba just reminded me that we need to, as court, I think as a whole, to show our gratitude to all the volunteer fire departments. And we had a lot of just people helping clean up trees and helping one another. And our fire department done a great job. They had chainsaws, and it saved us having to move in to die in an area I was at.
Local fire departments.
All local.
We had road and bridge employees. The forestry department. Carmen Kelly and Heather Smith and Lisa Tefteller, and then Paul Stillman, our emergency management coordinator, were down in the emergency operations center from early Saturday until late Saturday night. I was in and out with them all day, but they stayed all day nonstop. So.
And also with Diana, Kenny Hankins personally took an expensive piece of machinery and moved trees for us. He worked very well with us.
And also the employees were out until after 2 o'clock Sunday morning working to clear everything out of the roadway. So they all did a great job on it. Thank you, Bubba, for running your operation smooth as you did.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Those in favor? We're adjourned.
I hadn't finished signing, though, buddy.